Welcome back everyone to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing and smashing that thumbs up. Download your favorite scary story on my Apple Podcast and Spotify, Tales from the Dark Forest. Now let's get spooky. I've lurked and commented on this subreddit before, and I've been asked to share some stories. For some background, I worked as a cop for several years before becoming a ranger. I've been a ranger in a large U.S. national park for a while now, and have some things that I'll never forget. Creepy things and things that show the brutality and hatred humans are capable of. So let's jump into it. I was on a night shift. I patrolled the park looking for any type of illegal activity, like drug use, prostitution, and poaching. I got a call from a man looking into a cabin where a summer camp was going on. So great. Some frickin' creep probably jerking off to little girls. I blacked out. No headlights or sirens. I parked a little ways down and walked in hopes of catching the guy. Sure as shit, homie was looking in windows. I started my approach. I flicked on my flashlight and told him not to move and show me his hands. He turned around, looked at me, and started saying that he was sorry. I put him in handcuffs and detained him while I searched him and waited for backup. I found his ID, a knife, and some miscellaneous things. I put him into another officer's vehicle while I made contact with the counselors. They stated they had seen him earlier in the day, but thought nothing of it. After taking statements, I ran his name, a registered sex offender. I opened the door to talk to him, and not my proudest moment, but I was tired. He was looking at little kids, and I said, "What the hell do you think you're doing, you sick turd?" He looked me in the eyes, no reaction, and said to me in a cold monotone voice, "I was able to smell them. They're ready to breed, officer." I didn't know what to say to that, so I just closed the door. I stayed on scene for the rest of the night to ease everyone's minds. Obviously, he ended up being charged. Thinking about what he said and the way he said it still makes me feel sick. He's now banned and I believe still in prison, where I believe creeps like him should stay forever. He ruined a great outdoor experience and may have scared these poor kids from camping, hiking, fishing, or hunting, and just enjoying the outdoors for life. I could go on and on about some of the awful people and crap that I've heard, seen, and responded to, but cases involve children in any way are the worst. I am a retired forest ranger. I spent over 20 years in Yosemite National Park along with the Sequoias in Central California. I won't disclose any dates or names for privacy reasons, as this is based off a true story. I've seen some weird things in my days. Not all of them happened to be on the night shift either, surprisingly. But there was that one occurrence where I was working the night shift, and I came across something that was unrecognizable and scared me to death. Even though it's been over a decade, I still remember it very vividly. I was patrolling in the vehicle. It was just myself. I was making my rounds, checking on campers, making sure nobody was being stupid about the fire pits, trashing the place, no fights were breaking out, vandalism, things like that. The night shift is a lot more chill compared to working the day shift dealing with all the people that are visiting, all the tourists and all the parties and all the outsiders. But this particular night was the worst night of my career. Casually driving slowly on the dirt road, I'd already passed the location where all the RVs and tents were located at, and I was on my way back to the station. As I was driving back, I heard this woman's scream echoing throughout the woods. I stopped the vehicle and listened again. For a few moments, I heard nothing, aside from the tree leaves brushing in the wind. Then I heard the scream again, and it chilled me to the core. I had no idea what direction this scream was coming from. It was echoing all around me in my truck. I was just about to call dispatch when I thought I saw something on the left-hand side across the dirt. I got out of my truck, kept it on with the lights on, just so I could find my way back. I remember shouting, "Hello? Do you need help? Are you in trouble or hurt in need of assistance? Are you lost? This is the park ranger." I heard no reply. But then I heard some snapping noises in the same direction I believed that I had seen something out of my peripheral vision, and I started walking in that direction. I'm 5'10 and in my mid-30s, and I'm an ex-military person, so it takes a lot to really scare me. Honest to God, I really thought somebody was lost or in deep trouble. I had no idea how incredibly wrong I was at the time. I kept shouting and getting no response, but I kept hearing movement in the brush. It was always ahead of me and always kept ahead of me. It seemed like it was luring me deeper and deeper into the woods, or the person was getting more and more lost. The deeper I went into the woods, the more I started to think kind of crazy. Then suddenly, it went completely silent. I mean, someone pressed mute on the remote control for the entire forest around me quiet. I heard absolutely nothing. No crickets. No wind, breeze, nothing. And then the wailing came back. And this time, it sounded extremely close to me as the volume was right there behind me. I about pissed my pants. It literally sounded like it was right in my vicinity. Grabbing the gun from my holster, popping open the button with my thumb, flashlight in my left hand as I spun around, to see nothing. But the noise sounded like it was right behind me. I moved my flashlight around, left the right, up and down, and all around, trying to see if there was something off in the distance that I may have missed. And I did. Behind some brush, between a couple of trees, is when I saw the beast. I didn't see its full frame, but it was frail. It was pale, with patches of dark fur on certain parts of it. It looked anorexic, but it looked humanoid, but its head was different. The head kind of looked like a deer's skull, but without its skin or fur. It still had the antlers with it, too. There were things hanging from it as well, which I assumed was blood or carcass. I couldn't tell, but it looked horrifying. I raised my gun, and I shot 3 times. As I shot the 3 times, my flashlight was wiggling in the process due to fright. When I aimed the flashlight back in its direction right after the 3rd shot, the thing was gone. Completely disappeared where it was standing before. I don't know if I hit the beast or not. I was completely terrified, but I'm not a bad shot either. I did call for backup with my walkie-talkie, but I didn't wait around for them either. I cautiously walked back to my truck slowly, freaking out the whole way back, thinking that thing was going to show up and snatch me at any moment. But luckily, it never did. I got back to my truck, but there was no way in hell I was actually going to wait for backup. I radioed in that I was just going to meet somebody back at the ranger station, that something crazy happened and I wasn't sticking around outside to wait. I got back to the station and reported what I had seen. Nobody believed me that night, but I know somebody out there does. I used to work at the Visitors Center at the Hartwick Pines State Park in Michigan. The Hartwick Pines State Park is about 210 miles northwest of Detroit, for those who don't know where it is. I worked in the Visitors Center full-time, and I absolutely loved my job. I'm born and raised in Michigan, and I love the outdoors, so it seemed like the perfect opportunity for me. It was a nice sit-down job, too. It had an air conditioning and a full-time schedule. I worked there for a total of 3 years. One particular night, I was getting off of work. As I was driving home, it was a good 20-25 minute drive from the Visitor's Center to my actual house. It was late at night, and there wasn't many cars on the road. And if you know anything about national parks, is that it's not very lit either. I had the windows down with a cigarette in hand and just cruising to some old rock on the radio. Suddenly, out of nowhere, this thing pops up and runs across the street, darting off into the brush on my left. I slammed on my brakes. Luckily, I wasn't speeding. I was only going about 30, maybe 35 miles per hour. This creature was humongous looking. I only saw it for a split second as it darted across from my right to my left and disappearing into the trees. It was bipedal, it was on its back legs, but its body was more like a wolf. It looked like it had jet black hair, ran like a man, but looked like a beast. It didn't look at me. It just darted across the street, disappearing in the woods. Scared the living crap out of me. You know, you typically think you would run across some deer, but not a dog man. I didn't stick around working at that place for too much longer. If I had been driving faster, I may have hit the beast. Or it may have hit me. There was this one particular night that I was out patrol on a night shift. I should mention that I've been a park ranger for the past 5 years, and I currently still work as one, so I will not disclose my name, location, or any other private information. While I was out on patrol, I was making my rounds during the evening shift. When I had parked my vehicle back at the station, I heard what sounded like somebody calling out in the woods nearby. It sounded like someone may have gotten lost. I answered back to the call, but I got no reply for several seconds. And then I heard the plea cry out again amongst the trees. I put the keys in my pocket and I turned on my flashlight to investigate further. There was no trail where I was hearing the person pleading for help, but I made best, as I figured somebody was out there that needed our assistance. I kept shouting out in the direction where I heard it, asking them to stay put. Did they have a flashlight? Could they wave it around? Could they make any kind of noise with their phone? Blow a whistle? Anything that could help me aid their location. Whenever I would respond back to the person calling, I would never get a response right away. And when I did, it was on repeat. It was the same person saying the same thing over and over like a tape recorder. They never answered any of my questions that I had shouted to them. Just the same plea for help, I'm lost, help, I'm lost. It was definitely odd, and I had this weird, eerie feeling that something was wrong. But nonetheless, this is my job, and I continued further. It seemed the farther I walked, the farther away the sounds seemed to be coming towards me. As if whatever was out there shouting for help was going away in the direction I was heading. But I knew I was going in the right direction, but it seemed as if I was just being lured deeper and deeper into the woods. Eventually, after about 10 to 15 minutes, I stopped in my tracks and really thought about the situation. I've heard stories about these forests, and I've never truly encountered anything cryptid myself, but I just had the funny feeling that something wasn't right and that I was being lured in for some kind of trap. I just had that weird sense that this person really wasn't in need of any help. I shouted for the person to come follow my voice and come to me, that I wasn't going to continue on into the woods as you were walking in the wrong direction. I shouted this multiple times, and each time I would get the same robotic tape recording response. There was something terribly wrong with this person. This whole situation was wrong. Deep down in my gut, I knew that I needed to get the hell out of there. I knew this wasn't right. I don't want to leave anybody in harm's way or lost, but I felt that there was something incredibly wrong with this situation. And I stuck to my gut, and I slowly backtracked out of those woods back over to my vehicle. I called it in once I got back out towards the truck. As I was walking out, I could still hear that person shouting for help that he's lost. Over and over and over again, each time sounding further and further away. Telling this story still gives me the chills. I didn't experience anything but pure fright and paranoia. But something told me if I were to continue venturing deeper and deeper into the woods, I may have found what I was looking for. I was out camping with my boyfriend about 2.5 years ago. Our neighboring campers were very annoying. They were some drunk college guys. They kept coming over to our location, offering us beers and wanting to hang out. We told them that we were just trying to be alone and just have some quiet time. I'm not exactly sure the exact wording I used with them, but it was something along those sorts. They were annoying nonetheless. They were making all kinds of noises and hollerings and doing crazy shit with their fire pit. They kept looking over and pointing, and I just knew that they were talking shit. My boyfriend said they just tried to ignore it, and it seemed like they were looking to cause some trouble. About 1 in the morning, we were sleeping in our tent, and we heard something going around our space. I opened up the tent slowly as possible, and I saw that some of those guys were walking around our campsite looking through our shit. It totally pissed me off. I screamed at them, and they ran off laughing. I could tell that they were drunk and bored out of their minds, but that really pissed me off. I told my boyfriend, I've had it. This is some bullshit. We need to tell a ranger and get them in trouble or something. They need to be reported. They can't be acting like this. What if we had kids and our kids were on this trip with us? We got to the ranger station and spoke with the ranger about our situation. He asked for our space number, and the space number that was next to us where the people were being annoying. The park ranger said he would accompany us back to our camping spot and he would have a talk with them. Once we got back to the camp, the park ranger went over to those people and had a chat. I could tell that they were looking like they still wanted some trouble, even though the park ranger was already done speaking with them, walking over in our direction. He told us that we would no longer have any more troubles for the night, and he apologized for their bad behavior. And then he went on his way. We took one final glance over at them. It seemed like they had given up all hope, and they just continued on doing whatever the hell they were doing. We went back into our tent, and we tried to fall asleep, but we ended up talking for a good 20 minutes or so, whispering under our breath, to make sure that they didn't hear anything that we were talking about. While we were talking, we started hearing these weird noises outside. It sounded like it was one of them, but we couldn't really tell. But the noises were speaking to us. They were speaking to us to come outside to help him out. That he's hurt, and he needs medical attention. But the tone of its voice sounded really weird. I mean, I heard those guys speaking, and they were drunk as a skunk, and they were very obnoxious and loud. This voice sounded like it was shouting to us, but still trying to be quiet, not to be heard by others, if that makes any sense. We were quiet in the tent. We didn't say a word, nor did we reply. This person kept begging for our help, that he's hurt and he needs help, that he's injured and that he needs medical attention, over and over again, for at least 30 minutes. Something told me not to open that tent, and we never did. Something told us it was not the neighbors pulling a prank on us, that something else was trying to lure us into the woods.